Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. And now, time for some of your feedback on our recent programs.
Last week, we talked about the rising power of so-called mom listservs and the digital tools 21st century parents use.
Kat Taylor Rutkin wrote on Facebook, of all things, that she's found everything from her pediatrician to her new mom friends through her listserv. She says, "My mom says she wishes she had a list like this when I was born. I don't know what I'd do without it."
Beth Falk added on RadioBoston.org that she's actually more comfortable discussing parenting issues in her online group than she is with her friends and family. She says, "I can write about sensitive issues with my kids that I might not feel comfortable revealing to the parents of their classmates and friends here in town."
It's not all roses, though, says Lisa Jennings on Facebook. Disagreements arise, some related to treatment options or conflicting professional advice, and others because the intention of a comment can be misinterpreted.
Also last week, we talked about recapturing the spirit of mid-century urban planning in Boston and whether or not the city should once again consider taking on more large-scale redevelopment projects. We spoke to Mark Pasnick, a principal at the Boston architecture firm Over Under.
Places like Amsterdam or Toronto have much more vibrant planning going on, very large-scale projects that are happening in areas adjacent to the city that I think are much more sophisticated than the work that we're doing, for instance, in the South Boston waterfront.
Listener Mike Minono felt the exact opposite. He wrote on Facebook, "Boston needs to think small. Too much urban redevelopment has been massive and monolithic."
Brian Donegan wrote that urban planning can't move forward without investing in transportation. He says we badly need to expand the MBTA. Our long-term plans should shrink the suburbs and expand the population covered by mass transit.
And finally, we spoke with David Niosi, author of Nonbeliever Nation, The Rise of Secular Americans.
There's a lot of exaggeration about the degree of American religiosity. For some reason, the realm of politics has to be much more pious than every other area of American culture, where there really is a strong, very strong secular heritage in this country.
Response poured in. Beata, who wrote on RadioBoston.org, "For whatever reason, self-identifying as a secularist or atheist is still something many people are uncomfortable with in a way that those who declare their religious beliefs are not."
And Kurt Koletka wrote on Facebook, "I'm an agnostic who used to believe that it was tolerable to use God's name in traditional ceremonial ways. For example, that swearing politicians in with a Bible was okay, or that it was okay for our money to say, 'In God we trust.' However, since too many people these days take these traditions literally, they have to go."
Listeners, we always want to hear from you, so keep sending us your rants, raves, and comments. You can find out all the ways to contact us at RadioBoston.org.